your shit started. All right. Well, we're not going to wait for Silas, so we will go ahead and get started with Welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 160, being recorded on March 9th, 2021. The council is now in session, and as with every week, we'll make arbitrary decisions on topics about science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit.
Oh my.
Oh man. I thought you were broken there. With little background and next to no expertise. All council cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever, including Invisible Silas. So welcome to this week in the council cast, where I'm pretty sure that there are two articles that Silas put on here, and I didn't read either of them, assuming he was going to talk about them. And the first one is, the first civilian American woman is going to space. And she's probably younger than
the
you.
The last time this happened, bad things took place.
It is, and not only that, she's going to be the youngest American woman in space. She's apparently 29 years old right now.
What's she going to space for?
That's how old.
She's space. Going to space because she was selected to go on the first all-civilian space flight mission later this year.
To do what?
Just to go to space.
How the fuck did I not know about this?
How many PhDs do you have?
None PhDs.
That's why.
Where's my goddamn... I didn't even get a chance to submit an application.
I've started thinking about my first PhD. Does that count?
No.
No. Well, this is actually awesome. I wonder if Silas sent this one over because it's International Women's Week.
Yeah, so this crew is supposed to launch later this year on a SpaceX rocket led by billionaire Jared Isaacman. And he apparently is selecting people to go with him on this first all-civilian crew.
And I bet they feel pretty good about watching those SN landings and subsequent explosions. I assume they're going to put him up on a Falcon 9 or something.
Nah, they're totally going on SN20.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on to your butts.
No, he apparently said that he wanted to give the seat to he gave it away. So he's giving the seat to a frontline healthcare worker and someone who is a cancer survivor. And apparently this person had bone cancer when she was 10. And so that's...
Yeah, well, nothing like keeping you from getting more cancer, like sending you to irradiated space.
That was actually my first thought when I read this article, was that nothing like getting... Maybe it helps them cure their cancer?
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure. Do astronauts have a higher rate of cancer than the normal population?
I've got to imagine that they do. I mean, they're certainly seeing more high-energy particles out in space than
they do here. Do astronauts have higher cancer rates? Astronauts are exposed to approximately 50 to 2,000 millisieverts while on a six-month duration. The risk of cancer caused by ionizing radiation is well documented at radiation doses beginning at 100 millisieverts and above. Spaceflight radiation carcinogenesis.
Let's see. Space is carcinogenic, is what you're telling me?
Sure, in California.
Only in California.
Let's see.
Is that only when you're above California's space base, or is it only when you launch from California?
Unclear.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to find a blurb here that just says something, but there's a lot more information than just a blurb.
Well, anyway, it's pretty interesting for her because this is somebody who, for... You know, this person, she would have never been able to get to space otherwise, because she apparently has an artificial joint in her leg and a titanium rod in her left thigh bone. So, you know, she obviously would have never cleared NASA's medical guidelines, but being a civilian on a civilian craft, you totally can, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty badass. It's pretty cool that they get to do that.
Interesting.
So have fun. Good luck.
But is this more like downsizing, where because they aren't fit to be on the aircraft, then maybe they shouldn't be? You know, like people
who had... I think
they'll
probably be fine.
I mean, you don't need legs in space.
Has this been approved by the FAA yet?
I don't think the FAA can say, no, you can't go because you have an artificial joint.
They can say, no, you can't go because we won't let you take off.
Well, yeah, but their takeoff has nothing to do with the people inside of it.
It could.
People are cargo, right?
More or less.
And as long as you sign a waiver that says you're releasing your rights to blah, blah, blah. It's kind of the same thing when you buy an airline ticket.
Release my rights to blah, blah, blah.
I mean, blah, blah, blah has a lot of things going on for blah, blah, blah.
The Challenger explosion is why we haven't sent civilians to space. They haven't tried to send them to space since, so...
Civilians go to space all the time. They just go to Russia and pay for it.
Yeah, that's Russia. Not...
You get to go to space and complimentary vodka.
I mean, I'm sure they always classify the least educated individual on any space flight as a civilian regardless. So what's the difference between the guy with one PhD and a person with no PhDs who's been given the same general training on how to
it's really just a power flex by the people with the most degrees on the space flight.
I mean, you got to imagine that the one guy with a master's degree and the rest of them with a PhD are like, oh, yeah, we got a civilian on board.
Yeah.
Well, you know, good for her. I guess if you want to take me, sign me up, Mr. Isaacman. So thumbs up.
Musk. Oh, no, not Musk. Wrong guy.
Musk is not doing it. Just Mr. Jared Isaacman. If he's looking for anybody else to go with him, I'd be more than happy to take a seat.
Is anybody else a little surprised that Elon hasn't launched himself yet?
Have we ever noticed that the people
that we know of...
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did you guys see his booster rocket land?
Yeah, and then it took off again.
In 12 different directions.
It was pretty sweet that it landed, though.
It was. It was like, oh, man, you did... Oh!
Close.
You know, is that the next article?
In terms of taking off in 10 different directions...
I just remember that somebody after it landed, like, I went and looked, and somebody was like, it's kind of... like tilting your head a little bit. It's like, is it leaning?
Speaking of taking off in 10 different directions, you know, if you ever wanted to get a new body like the new SN vehicles for SpaceX, you could if you were a slug and you could chop your head off and grow your own body.
What?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Apparently.
Does the body that you chop yourself off from grow another head?
Your head grows another body.
Okay, that's bananas.
These are not banana slugs. They are actually Alicia atroviridis, which is apparently a sea slug. And it can actually have its head completely cut off, severed from the rest of its body, including its heart, can live for up to 5 days or longer, and just regrow its body.
This is a hell of a recovery mechanism.
Well, it just means that every cell of the slug carries the entire DNA of the slug.
When can I get this spliced into my own DNA?
Slug DNA? I think you've already got it.
Tomorrow.
I want this slug.
Boom!
Could you clone yourself by like cutting off your finger and then growing another one of you?
No, you have to cut off your head.
Spider-Man. Yeah, that happens in Spider-Man, right?
Spider-Man.
The thing that makes these guys able to survive, apparently, is that they not only are just you know, your normal ass slugs, but they apparently have some sort of way of integrating chloroplasts into their cells, which allows them to get energy from sunlight.
More like boroplasts.
Yeah. So, like I said, most people or most animals, I should say, can't survive when they are disconnected from their heart. But apparently this can, because its cells actually still generate energy, and it breathes through its skin because it's a slug, and it can go for days without their heart. And apparently in a couple weeks, you just grow a new body, full size, and away you go.
Huh. So are we saying that Wolverine's abilities are pulled from that of a genetic... he's genetically mutated based off of the slug?
Yes, Wolverine is actually a slug.
I'm not sure what we're saying.
That's a hairy slug. Good grief. So then why is he always like he's hyperventilating? Like, he always gets into position and then he's like... If he can breathe through his skin, why is he panting so hard?
Yeah, it makes for better TV.
Oh, okay. I'll believe you there.
Apparently these researchers, they figured this out by literally just cutting the heads off of slugs.
Think about that slug. That slug is like sitting there thinking, oh my god, they got a knife, what's gonna happen? Oh my god, what are they gonna do? Oh my god, what are they gonna do? And they just slice him. Ah!
I don't think the slug really knows.
I'll regrow. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Why are they slicing me open again?
No, that's not how it goes. Well, it's more like this. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, there's a knife. Oh no. Now let's try, and we'll all do our own interpretation of the slug, and then we'll like do a mashup song of it later.
Silas, you showed up.
It'll be great. Everyone's gonna love it.
Okay, Matt, your turn.
Oh no!
That was beautiful. What
the fuck is happening? This is the dumbest shit. I hope somebody just nukes our entire planet.
We have new subscribers.
Since I left?
Yeah. No.
So I should leave. Again.
No.
We've only had new subscribers since we started the episode.
That's pretty impressive.
Kind of like just growing your body. You know, I give a thumbs up for this slug. You know, I'm proud of him for being able to decide when he
one
wants
one regrown thumb up.
There you go.
Eric wants to know where you can get him one of those huge Ackman Wolverine slugs.
Huge Ackman. Like eBay?
Who is that Huge Ackman?
My wife just texted me, are you okay?
Really good episode of Council Cast.
Send back Never Better. Wow.
Something that's not okay, though, is the iMac Pro, because it is apparently being discontinued.
Makes
Goodbye.
Sense.
Well, I mean, the iMac Pro was...
It was a holdover pacifier for all the people who were like, where's the Mac Pro? I want the Mac Pro for 10 years. Where's the Mac Pro? 1,000 years. And then they were like, how about an iMac Pro? And they're like, oh.
This thing is
no,
garbage.
That's not at all what we want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's only been on the market for 4 years. And now it's dead. So I guess if you ever wanted an iMac Pro, you can probably buy it at closeout prices, I'm assuming.
Nope, it's Apple. It'll hold its value until it goes off the shelf. Actually, it'll hold its value for a long time.
Is there really a big demand for something like this? Was this even good?
Well, I actually used the iMac Pro for a while. I was really excited about the amount of processing power that it would have. Since we couldn't get our hands on a Mac Pro, it was updated tech from the old trash can Mac Pro. And the issue with it for video editing
trash is that can
Premiere Pro is a single core processor. And so they had these big workstation slow processors. And that, so their single core was much slower than just the regular iMac. So an iMac was a faster editing machine than the iMac Pro, and they were trying to market the iMac Pro to video professionals. Now, if you're on their Final Cut Pro platform, that would have been great, but we weren't. So it's kind of a waste of money.
Yeah, I give this whole thing a thumbs down. I mean,
it's an Apple, so yeah.
I don't understand why it came out. I don't understand why anybody would buy it.
What was the iMac Pro? What is this thing we're talking about?
I give it a thumbs up.
Slightly upgraded version of the iMac.
What's an iMac?
Yes.
Why are apples bad? I have an apple every day for lunch. What is this apple we're talking of?
It's a cheap
Did somebody
apple.
Say Steve Jobs? Who's that loser?
Nobody said Steve Jobs. No, Steve Jobs.
I think Logan's going off the deep end over there. But yeah, no more iMac Pro. So I guess too bad if you didn't get one, because it probably wasn't even good enough to run AI or help you beat the hardest game in the world, Quap. You guys remember playing this?
Yeah, I remember Quap.
So remember it? It's how I start my mornings.
Why are we talking about Quap again?
Like, so, I quaff my hair?
Yeah, you quaff your hair.
Nope.
This is Quap. It came back up again because apparently some guy used machine learning to train an AI to play Quap, uh-huh. And apparently has now achieved a new world record in the game.
Oh my. That was awesome. The game where you had to hit, like, different keys to run, right?
Yes.
QWOP, I believe, are the keys.
Yep.
Correct.
That makes the most sense,
and
I think.
Q and W move the thighs, and O and P move the calves.
Yeah, it was really hard.
And the goal
same person made, like, a climbing game of some kind, if I remember correctly, as well.
Yes. Yeah, and the goal was to run a 100-meter dash using this player. And apparently,
I remember it was, like, really hard to get going, and then, like, once you did, you're like, there's fucking hurdles! And you'd run into the hurdles and fail.
Apparently the top human player to play the game, they've apparently been able to cross the finish line in 48.3 seconds.
Okay.
And apparently the AI did it in 47.34 seconds.
Oh my.
So it only took the computer 40 hours of training for it to be able to do that.
Wow, how much playtime did the top human player have to play to achieve their proficiency?
Probably
a lifetime, Matt. A lifetime.
I don't even want to know.
I'm going to pull that up right now and see if I can beat it.
Quap?
That's
I assume
said.
It's a game you can still play, right?
Oh, I'm assuming.
It's Flash. Is it Flash-based?
You probably can't play it online anymore.
This page now supports mobile browsers.
Foddy.net. It's on Foddy.net.
Foddy.net, there you go.
Foddy-da-dee-da.
Well, yeah, so I guess if you want to try and beat it, maybe don't
I
buy an
iMac
Pro.
I made it 0.8 meters.
0.6.
Oh, God, I forgot the Chariots of Fire music. Oh, God, I remember Pat playing this and, like, laughing while crying. Because, like, you could get the scoot method down. Okay, yeah, that game's hard. I made it 2 meters.
You can watch.
I can't do it again. I just can't.
You can watch the guy actually do his world record run. I mean, I'm amazed
that he can even do it.
That the computer could do this. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
I wonder. So, like, the AI learned to play it, but, like, what about somebody that's programmed like a tool assisted, like what's the fastest that can be done?
Like, I don't know.
Because you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between an AI learning how to play it and a human playing it, and then like knowing what the optimized like way to move is already and just programming that in.
Huh.
I'm just going to look up Quap speedrun.
Quap task speedrun.
Yeah.
There's somebody there that's go. Got it in 5378.
Oh, wow. That's really a very slow 100 meters. That's like how fast you should be able to do a 400.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this a 400 meter run?
Dash. 400 meter dash. Silas.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure anybody knows.
Has nobody done a TAS? Like, I mean, people have done how like getting over it with a TAS.
I'm not sure. Yeah,
getting over it runs are insane.
Thumbs up for this guy. I mean, I'd rather spend 40 hours learning something than a lifetime.
Some people wait a lifetime to finally beat Quap.
Man, I just keep making it 0.1 meters. He's face planting every time. It's the worst.
I can't believe you've never played this game.
Oh, I have. I just. This is the best I've ever been at it. Is 0.1 meters.
That's pretty good. I mean, you can go backwards.
Maybe I'm just too young. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Must be something like that. Quap, just like
quap,
how
quap quap.
Adam Levine apparently says that there aren't any more bands anymore.
What? What does that even mean?
That's what hair Reddit bands. Said. That's what Twitter said.
He just doesn't have enough hair bands.
There aren't any bands?
Tell us, Silas, what does he mean?
I have no idea. It was the craziest thing I ever seen. And I've seen a lot of crazy things. And I was like, man, Adam Levine is
there
in
are plenty
a band.
Of bands.
Apparently he was on an interview.
Didn't Iron Maiden just release an album? Like, not too many. Like, there's all kinds of bands.
High school
Rammstein's
bands.
A band.
Marching bands.
Apparently, Adam Levine says, quote, "I feel like there aren't any bands anymore." Yeah, no.
Oh my gosh.
No, I don't know. Because I don't know what that means.
Negative meters.
As if he's like a part of a group that is like the de facto definition of band.
I think he's
no,
thinking that
I think
no
he
bands.
Means even his band isn't a band anymore.
Yeah, he says he does not view Maroon 5 as a band anymore.
What are they?
A group of musicians who play backup for him.
That's what he said.
He didn't say,
that's what
he didn't
said.
Say that.
Yes, that is what
no,
he said.
No, somebody else said that
wait,
for
so,
him.
So does he legit? Is he legit just trying to say they're just like there are no traditional bands? Like
just artists now.
He doesn't really go on to clarify much, but he does say that he says that bands still exist, they just aren't in the limelight anymore, and that he wishes there could be more of those around. I'm not sure if that means that you just have artists.
I mean,
and that's how
single
you look at a band?
Artists are big, but a lot of single artists have their own band backing them.
And I think that's what he's saying.
Like, if I remember correctly, like, Miley Cyrus's quote-unquote band has been the same for a really long time.
But I'm guessing mm-hmm. that's probably making his point, is that you don't talk about Miley Cyrus's band, you talk about Miley Cyrus.
But I mean, there's plenty of bands. Like,
and you don't talk about Maroon 5, you talk about
most
Adam
of the
Levine.
Most of the shit I listen to are
I don't talk
individualized
about Adam
artists.
Oliver Levering. Talk about Maroon 5. Because I'm going to listen to any of that crap, it's the whole group, not just him.
It sounds like a case of inflated ego.
Probably.
I mean, have an inflated ego, but I don't think that's what we're talking about.
I'll give him
right
that
now.
There are a lot of, like, you know, single, like, front man, front women, front person, like, groups. But to say there are no bans is just seems wrong. Like I feel like if like choose something else to listen to then. Like it's not like if you want to listen to a band and not a like individual person, you can't go find them.
That's a good point. I mean, like AC/DC is still around.
What would this
no,
be?
No, I only like to
selection
listen to
bias.
Yes,
jazz.
It would be.
It doesn't matter. That's just a bunch of individuals playing their own song anyway.
I don't understand what he's trying to say.
I
give him a thumbs down.
You know, though, right?
I mean, who am I to question?
Who might have questioned a guy who takes his shirt off all the time?
I mean, he did play the Super Bowl, so who are we to question him?
I mean, it depends. Is he a bum on the street, or is he like Adam Levering?
Laverne.
Adam Levering.
Laverne. As in, like, the lake?
Adam the Lake Laverne.
I wish I could see which things I've listened to recently.
Oh. 2.2 meters in counting.
Nice.
So, something that might smell like Lake Laverne, though, is a boy who got
Lake Laverne.
did you just say a boy?
Yes, a boy who got a BB stuck up his nose.
3 meters.
How?
Did he get shot, or did he shove it up there?
I'll first tell you the story about how he apparently had a lot of issues with smelling things really bad, and apparently he was like, "This definitely can't be me," because you know, adolescent boys are never smelly.
No, never.
But apparently he did in fact go into the doctor, and they took a X-ray and looked at his head, and it turns out that he ended up having a BB that was lodged in his nasal cavities and caused him to smell really weird things.
How old is he?
Cool.
He was 15? Yeah, 15. So yeah, they found a BB.
Isn't there a Ralph Wiggum quote for this? So about something shoved up people's noses, up his nose?
Well, and the funny part is that when the doctors asked the boy about, you know, did you ever have something shoved up your nose? He says he remembered being struck in the nose by a BB gun around the age of 8 or 9. And he, quote, seemed fine afterwards, so the parents didn't do anything about it.
This is a house episode for you right there.
That makes sense.
Let's see.
Except the kid would keep going into, like, cardiac arrest. Having a heart attack.
He'd have lupus.
It's not lupus.
That's Homer that has a crayon shoved up his nose.
Oh, Ralph Wiggum said, doctor said I wouldn't have so many nosebleeds if I kept my finger out of there.
Police Chief Wiggum says when they're going to camp that if your nose starts bleeding, you're either picking it too much or not enough.
yeah, that's a good one.
Man. That's funny. It's funny because I have two little monsters who every time I get on the phone with them lately, it is, "Hey, Dad, how you doing?" Jesus.
You mean you don't want
That's
to
the way that they've always
pants.
Answered the phone.
What?
That's the way they've always answered the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
How far up the nose can you shove it? Just don't shove a BB up there, or else you'll smell weird.
Well, you will smell weird things. You will smell. There we go.
You will smell weird things. Sure. You know, I give them thumbs up for trying, I guess. And I guess there's surprisingly, if 15-year-old boys don't smell bad. They just smell weird things. I'd seriously question what else he was shoving up his nose, but, you know, I'll just leave that for your own imagination.
Thumbs up for weird imaginations.
It thumbs right. down, but thumbs up also for them finding it, the BB.
Just thumbs down?
Yeah, that's a... It's a crazy, crazy story. Kids will be kids, I guess.
Alright, well, I think if we're not going to shoot any more BBs up your nose, we'll just move on to Elon Musk pitches for the week.
Let's do it.
And maybe we can help him earn some money back, because I heard that he lost a lot of money.
Yeah, get your shit together, Elon. That's my pitch.
$27 billion. $27 billion. And he said, I don't know that I'm too worried about it. You know,
if you've got that much to lose, you're already at a pretty good spot.
He made a bunch back today, though. It went.
He did.
Yeah, today the market went crazy. Tech stocks rallied hard.
Eric said listening to five guys playing Quap is not exciting. And then he said, I sense Adam Levine is feeling his 15 minutes expiring and wanting some attention.
Well, then my advice to Eric is to find a new goddamn podcast. Start playing Quap with us.
Yeah, seriously, stop playing Quap with us.
Why don't you call Casey and you guys can talk about how bad we are.
We know you are playing Quap right now.
I am. I finally figured it out. I'm at 27 meters.
Wow, that's pretty good in this short amount of time.
Who else has a pitch for Mr. Musk tonight?
I do. I want him to invent a new game where you try to make somebody walk on their hands, and I want to call it
Musk.
Askle.
Askle. All right. Make a game where the
Why
character...
Why not ZX, awesome. Comma, period?
Why not ASL, semicolon?
Why not ASSHOLE?
Ah, that makes
That's a lot of
sense.
Things to control.
You have to control all the fingers.
My fingies hurt. what should Mr. Musk do in the next week to better humanity? I would like Mr. Musk to start his own internet service provider for land-based communications.
Isn't this something Brian has
over
pitched?
Fiber?
Wait, when did Brian show up?
I don't know, but if he's not here to defend himself, then that's his fault.
some fiber-based communication that transports bits at near speed, light speeds across the globe.
Fiber-based interconnectivity.
And make it super cheap for consumers to connect to this fiber-based communications network.
It is cheap and can be used for porn. Got it.
Yes! Yes, also that.
Can be used for porn. Nobody uses the internet for porn.
I'm pretty sure the internet cannot be used for porn, is what I'm under the
And make
of.
Sure to include this
it's illegal.
Video with
I just
the tweet.
Got to my first hurdle.
Life's hard sometimes like that, Silas.
That's okay. I'm just kicking it over.
That's one approach.
I'm just going to keep kicking it.
But not all problems in life, not all hurdles in life can just be kicked over.
You know, maybe
not
that's
with that attitude.
Yeah, maybe that's the wrong way to look at it. yeah, I think for my pitch for Mr. Musk, I think that he should probably come up with I don't know. So you know how you have speakers in your house?
Yeah.
And
all over.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you may want to be like, hey, you know what? It'd be awesome if I could walk into this other room and have music play in that other room. And you could walk anywhere in your house. Maybe you're like, hey, I want to go outside and have your music or podcasts. Or maybe you're listening to the council cast and you're like, hey, I want to listen to this outside. He should come up with a way for you to be able to play music or anything through your walls. Your walls become the speaker.
Oh.
And then you can walk anywhere in your house inside or out, and you can hear it.
I can make that happen. Don't ask Elon. That's a really easy thing to do.
Well, then it should be pretty easy for him to roll out. I expect this to be done in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's a reasonable amount of time.
All right.
I mean, anything's a reasonable amount of time.
I got over the hurdle.
An unreasonable amount of money.
I got over the hurdle.
I feel like Silas is making good life strides right now.
He really is.
No, that's actually, I mean, that's a really fun idea. Depending on the structural stiffness of your house, it's just how much power you have to add to the actuators.
Yeah, I mean, he can figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure he could.
I don't really feel like drywall is going to be much of a speaker material.
You can tune drywall, actually. You can perforate it on one... Well, partial perforations, like dimpling, like deep dimpling. And then your actuation device will vibrate through the dimpling, and then it'll create resonant tones through the sheetrock. So that's...
I did not mean to start this.
This is like... Oh, man, I'm going to stay up all night now. I'm going to draw up the plans and beat Elon to this. Thanks for the idea, man.
It's for Elon. You can't have it.
Well, actually, make sure if he wants to mash the terms wall and speaker together and call it the weaker.
Mm. Not the small.
Oh, man.
You know, if Elon Musk wants to help fund this project, though, for Logan, you know, you can send your money into councilcast@gmail.com. We'll take care of it for you.
Or I don't care it.
We also take Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You can submit
Bitcoin. I will need 10 Bitcoin.
Yeah, Silas, do we have a Bitcoin wallet that or an ETH wallet that they can donate to?
We have PayPal.
Through the webpage?
I don't know if he knows anything about PayPal, but he might be able to figure it out.
And the first day he asks me, I'll need 10 Bitcoin to figure it out, and then for me to put it into play, I'll need 10 more Bitcoin, and then once I've got it built, he'll have to buy it from me for 10 more Bitcoin.
So, like, what, over $1.5 million for this project?
Hey, I think it's only 30 coins. I don't know what his problem is. I just need 30 coins specifically Bitcoin.
Is that your pitch, Logan? Give you 30 no. Bitcoin?
Well, yes, that's my pitch. Elon should give me 30 Bitcoin.
That's a good idea. I'll give you a thumbs up for that.
I think that would help humanity. It would make me rich enough that I wouldn't have to be in everybody's hair, and they might all be happier for that.
There you go. Do you actually have a pitch you want to pitch for him today?
I have a pitch for Elon. All right. I would like
30 Bitcoin.
I would. I would like only 10 Bitcoin, but each Bitcoin has to be one ring that goes on each finger, and it senses it's Bitcoin with technological advancement, and it senses what letters I want to type. And I don't have to move my fingers. It just, I send the idea to my hands.
I'm so confused. How does this line up with Bitcoin?
It doesn't.
I just want the tech rings to be made out of like digital based Bitcoin, right? So it's just a pretty Bitcoin ring with the amount of Bitcoin stashed in it, right? The code for one Bitcoin stashed in the ring. No, yeah. I would like a mind system, though, that you don't have to type. I just want it to type. Some kind of connected thing. I want it to be Bluetooth, of course, as well.
What are you even talking about? Your idea makes literally no sense. You've just said all the techno jargon you can.
That's how you get funded.
I'm working on my pitch. Guys, you've always encouraged me to work on my pitch. I'm working on my pitch, and right now you guys have not interrupted. you've just come up with one reasonable response, which is this doesn't make sense, but there are a lot of big words in it. So I think we're going to keep listening.
100.1 meters in 79.6 seconds. Boom.
Quap.
Nice you job. Made it?
Yeah. Here, screen capture.
You're the best quap player alive.
I did the crouch method. It was hard getting over that hurdle in the middle.
There you go. All right. Well, I think with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. Thanks for beating quap, Silas.
You're welcome. Just in time.
Insane.
We do thank everybody for listening to this podcast. We do record this live Tuesday nights on YouTube. If you want to try and figure out what time we go live, you can, or check out all of our past episodes on councilcast.org or iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic that you'd like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.